It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It may have been a while since you walked under the giant yellow price tag that is the sign for Best Buy. Like many brick-and-mortar consumer electronics stores, the company has been hurt by Amazon. But when Best Buy announces earnings today, some are expecting good news because it's refocused its efforts on e-commerce. Conrad Wilson reports.
Traditional retailers like Best Buy are trying to take back what they've lost from e-tail companies like Amazon and Overstock.com.
What we're seeing at a higher level is just unfettered competition in the retail space.
That's the University of Washington's Jake Thornock. He says Best Buy and others want to change customer behavior.
There was sort of this fragmented perception that consumers would always go towards an online-only company if they wanted to make an online purchase.
But Ravi Bapna at the University of Minnesota says it's tough to compete against a digitally sophisticated company like Amazon.
Best Buy, being a traditional company, you know, I don't think it has that mindset or has that infrastructure digitally to be at that level of sophistication right now.
One benefit for the Best Buys of the world is that more states now charge sales tax to online retailers. But Bapna says that's a short-term win at best. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.
A lot of hacking news this week. We've got eBay, a hack from inside a Navy ship, and a report from the Department of Homeland Security about hackers finding vulnerabilities to public utilities with nothing more than a browser and a search engine. Helping us with a simple rating system on these headlines is Anoop Ghosh, CEO of cybersecurity firm Invincia. Anoop, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, so first story I'm going to give you, you tell me bad, worse, or ugly. eBay asking a bunch of its users to change their passwords because of an apparent data breach that happened earlier this year.
That's bad. Could have been worse, except for they have no evidence that the actual customer data was compromised.
Here's another one. The U.S. Navy hacked from inside one of its own aircraft carriers, a Navy sailor, basically helping to steal Social Security numbers and other personal data. Bad, worse, ugly.
This is worse because it's an inside job. This particular one was cybercrime related.
Okay. The U.S. government thinks that hackers have seized control of public utilities. Tell me what your rating is and help me understand it.
This one is ugly. These critical infrastructures are susceptible to someone with a browser using a search engine. Once you find a control system connected to the internet, and you can find out, does this have a vulnerability that I can now exploit to get onto the system?
There you have it, Anoop Ghosh, CEO of cybersecurity software maker Invincia, with the bad, the worse, and the ugly. If you're a video gamer, you probably know Jennifer Hale. Not as herself. Hale is a voice actor. She's also one of the most prolific voice actors in the game. She's played Commander Shepard in Mass Effect, for instance, Metal Gear Solid, Metroid, the list goes on. Her voice is also in the Powerpuff Girls movie and others. Jennifer Hale, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ben. It's nice to be here.
What is it like being a video game voice actor? How's it different from, I don't know, other kinds of work?
I call it acting on steroids because it's like doing a one-person show for 4 hours with a couple of restroom breaks. In video games, you take that script and you cut it up basically into little strips. Now pick one up and make it make sense in terms of where you are in the storyline, who you're speaking to, what just happened, how you feel, even what your environment is.
Wow.
You know, is there a lot of ambient noise? There's a helicopter, so we, you know,
yeah,
all that sort of thing.
You just did it a little bit, but I'm wondering if there's another voice from a game that you could channel for me right now. You could give me something.
You know, everyone would expect like a Commander Shepard kind of a thing. But one of my favorites to pop into is Princess Morbuck, Daddy. I want to be one of the Powerpuff Girls. Yeah.
You know, over the past few years, I feel like issues surrounding sexism, women in gaming have come to the fore a little bit more.
I've seen a transformation in games that I find incredibly exciting. It's the recognition that there are female gamers out there who need content where they're not just an arm piece. Like, there's an audience out there. There's people to sell to. that was the brilliant, brilliant thing that BioWare did with Shepard.
Describe a little bit more of the character for those who don't know.
Yes. She's a soldier. She commands an elite team out to save the galaxy from a very, very scary race of beings out to destroy it.
Do you enjoy, like, leading charges or death rattles?
Ah, you're talking about the in-game sounds, as we call them. One of my favorites are deaths.
Right.
If I'm electrocuted, it's like, ah! You know, there's a lot of tension and body in that. If my throat's cut, very little fight. It's like, you know? Or if I, like, one of my favorites was in Mass Effect. Commander Shepard's out floating in the galaxy with no air support. So it's just that. That's it.
That's terrifying to listen to.
Yeah, that's good. I'm so happy. Because my job is to give you, like, if I have the experience fully, you will.
Jennifer Hale is a voice actress known for work in video games. Jennifer, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Ben. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And we'll leave it there, though maybe Jennifer Hale can help us with today's sign-off.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. Let's see what else.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech? Is that right?
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.